Hello, everyone. This is Brian Zimmerman. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today, we are thrilled to be joined by Dr. Shafiq Rab, a global digital healthcare innovator. Dr. Rab is the Chief Digital Officer and System Chief Information Officer for Tufts Medicine in Burlington, Massachusetts. As a technology evangelist and an unconventionally technically savvy physician, he has been recognized as a Becker's Top 100 Hospital CIOs to Know and a Becker's Top 35 CDOs to Know. With a unique blend of deep technical knowledge, as well as excellent information technology and healthcare leadership skills, Dr. Rab has specific expertise in workplace optimization through workflow and process automation, and has achieved several novel healthcare industry firsts, including the world's first healthcare IT ecosystem in the public cloud. Dr. Rab is an innovative, passionate, and servant leader. We are so thrilled to get to speak with him today. Dr. Rab, thank you so much for being here.
Well, Brian, thank you for having me here. After hearing all that, I should retire immediately. But thank you for the opportunity, and Becker is a great organization. They have always been in the forefront of technology and helping people to collaborate.
Well, that's really, really great to hear, and we're really excited to have such a distinguished leader such as yourself joining. So, and of course, we're going to be having a conversation about digital transformation you've led at Tufts Medicine. But before we dive in here, is there anything else listeners should know about you and Tufts Medicine to really set the stage for this conversation?
Yeah, so one of the things that we would like the listeners to know that we are striving here at Tufts Medicine to develop a healthcare system without walls. But our focus is on the customer experience. That's our focus. And in doing so, we have put digital transformation at the forefront for the delivery and the access to care, but also becoming part of the life of the people. Because we are 5% sick and 95% of the time we are healthy. So how do we create a healthy environment for all our customers? So that's the thing that people need to know. It's not that we are just an academic medical center or a couple of community hospitals or home care integrated network and a clinically integrated network of more than 2,000 physicians. That is a group of people who are totally committed in actually improving healthcare and providing healthcare in a totally innovative way. That's the difference.
Well, I appreciate you setting the stage there, and you've certainly been on quite the digital transformation journey over the last few years. Can you walk our listeners through that a little bit and really talk about the impetus behind it? You know, what were you really hoping to achieve, and have you been successful in those endeavors?
So, in the world of healthcare where we live today, we are all collectively trying to get things together. Banking has done it, manufacturing has done it. So, we'll take it in three different strides. One is the infrastructure. Second is the communication and interoperability, and the third is actually the data that allows us to provide the experience. So in the world of, in the infrastructure layer, which everybody talks about, which is the cloud infrastructure, people are trying to go there. It's difficult in different places to get there. In the world that we live in the world of healthcare, different people are trying different types of application rationalization. So we are moving from our data centers into a place known as the cloud. Why? Because we need cloud computing. We need a lot of churning of information. We became the first to start moving our electronic health record and actually building it there. But the electronic health record itself does not solve the problem. Because in the world of healthcare, we have EHRs, we have CRMs, we have ERPs, we have PACs, we have telemetry, we have so many other information that is needed to be in one place. So the movement of bringing all of these friends in one place, known as the cloud, to form an ecosystem so that we have all the data, all the information that we need to make a kind of information. Today, we have data generation by wearables and labs. We store our data in different places. We have applications like third-party apps. We have SDKs. We have different types of care kit, and at the end, we try to provide a service. So that's the infrastructure. But the infrastructure is consumed by the consumer by end-user computing devices, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a phone, whether it's a device at the end that provides that information. And to connect them is the internet. In the olden days, we didn't have good connection. Then came 4G LTE. Now we have 5G. We have Wi-Fi. And with the new Qualcomm Snapdragon X60, the connecting speed could be up to 10 gigabits per second. So that is the second infrastructure. Third is the interoperability. That means we are now have established FireR4 as our go-to mechanism of connecting different types of information. First, we believed in CCDA. Now we are believing in USCDI. That means that the patient information can be transported from one place to the other place in a format that is a standard. These infrastructure and the ability of the cloud computing having better GRAVs, having better IOPS, created the perfect storm of putting the information in the cloud for the cloud computing. So that is the infrastructure part that is known as digital transformation. People call us digital technology, like all the apps that you have on a phone, on a watch. Those things come from the cloud. Then came the idea, hey man, we have gone there. So what is digital transformation? First, we have to organize the information. Then we have to streamline the information. Then we digitize the information. Then we automate the process, and then we transform the institution. So digitization, digitalization, and digital transformation. Now, this was the infrastructure part. What is the other part? That means these are series of deep, coordinated cultural workforce and technology shift that enable the new operating models that allow people to have 24/7 virtual care, that allow the people to ask questions whether beetroot is good for me or not, or that allows us to have a strategic way of understanding that who will get sick, who will get better, how we can measure our progress in healthcare. That means it becomes meaningful to the person who's consuming this information. Because if you don't make it pleasurable and if you don't make it meaningful for the person who has diabetes and understands, hey, if I take the insulin before the food, then actually my sugar never goes up. Or if I've eaten more carbohydrate and if I really walk 2 miles extra, my sugar still stays under control. That app, that knowledge, that meaningful, that pleasurable environment that the person gets from the app is actual digital transformation. So digital transformation is not only creating an ecosystem in the cloud, but it's actually providing that service to the person in the front. You asked whether I have been successful in it or not. So my joy is in the journey. We are taking the journey in which we became the first to take our electronic health record, which is Epic, and to take the 129 other applications to go into the cloud, form an ecosystem, and what we were successful in that, we put the electronic health record at the bottom. We put the data layer on top of it, and on top of the data layer, we created a layer, a platform that gives us the integrated, interoperable, with an insight and anticipatory contextual awareness for our patients, for our consumers, so that they can make sense of their healthcare. So to get there, we had to do the basic stuff first. I hope I answered your question.
You certainly did. And I appreciate you walking through those steps of the journey and then also sort of landing it at the experience, right? The patient experience. That this ecosystem isn't just, the technology, the cloud and stuff like that. It's the actual feeling that the patients get when they're interacting with the app, right? But I do want to get to your final point there. First, you have to do the basics, right? So thinking about this digital health ecosystems, what would you say are the pillars of one that is built to thrive? I'm thinking here from some of the technology infrastructure standpoint that you detailed, personnel even, or just the leadership strategy standpoint. What are really the must-haves here for success?
So here's the number one. Everybody's thinking we have a choice. No, but we don't have a choice anymore. That means if you really believe if your North Star is customer experience, if your North Star is to provide service, you have to be in the cloud, you have to have edge computing, you have to have connectivity, you have to have interoperability. That's a given. But the pillars are the following. First, as an institution, you have to explore it. You have to listen to your CEO, you have to sell it to your CFO, you have to sell it to your legal team, saying that why is it important? Because this will meet my business need. This will need the institutional's business need. But most importantly, it will meet the need of my customer. The second thing that is important, the steps are, you have to understand where you are at the journey. Are you in the basic rung? Do you have the necessary technical capability? Do you have a team that is trained? You have to assess your ability to do that. Third step is that, who are your partners? That means people call them vendors, people call them other different types of names, service providers. I call them partners because the ecosystem is based on collaboration, is based on trust. Whether it is GE, whether it is Philips, whether it's AWS, whether it's Epic, whether it's any other company, whether it's Highland, or whether it is a company that becomes part of your ecosystem. Because without their cooperation, without their coming with you, without them building the ecosystem together, all the information will not be in one place. All the data will be not in one place. You may have genomic data. You may not have proteomic data. You may have electronic healthcare data, but you may not have the spending data. You may not have the social determinants of health data. You may not have the EKG. You may not have the hemodynamics, because healthcare is dependent on a conglomerate of all these information together. And then you have to have API management. Then you have to have cybersecurity. So what that means is that you have to take a stock of all your third-party people who are part of it. The next step is to make sure that you can actually find a partner in the cloud that will help you migrate that. And once you are there, then just by having things in the cloud is not enough. You have to have a data strategy. And in the data strategy, ultimately, you have to have predictive models, you have to have machine learning, you have to have AI logarithms. On top of that, you have to have an API management layer so that when a call comes in, a query comes in, you can serve that in a meaningful and a pleasurable way to the person. A person may have gotten a chemotherapy, lost their hair, but they get a wedding invitation and he or she has to go to the wedding. All she has to do, open her app, press a button. Your circumference of the head is already in the EHR. She puts that into that app where they sell the wig. She tries on a 3D model, looking at herself or himself, presses the button, delivered by Amazon next day at your door. You put it in and go attend the wedding. That is what is needed step by step, that you get to that North Star where you actually bring joy and a company that provides not only a sick care, but also provide wellness care, but also provide happiness, the joy that you're supposed to. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Dr. Rob, I really do appreciate how you're sort of centering this on the human experience, right? The digital transformation isn't just about achieving certain numbers or metrics, though that is important, but really being able to conceptualize what it means for people. I think it's truly useful. Before I move to the next question, I would love to just ask a follow-up, just because you mentioned so much about partnership and how that's important. What distinguishes a great partnership for you?
So partnership, the distinguishes is that they have the same mission, they have the same vision. And if not same, then at least close to your mission and vision and the purpose that you want to serve. Because when you serve all the companies that have succeeded, companies who have had customer obsession, people who want to do right, you have to have the band of brothers who believe in the same philosophy. Second, they have to be hungry. And third, they're also willing to learn with you. This journey is not easy. People may think you just press a button and everything happens. It's not like that. It has its ups, it has its downs. So the companies that will be with you, the vendors and the partners will be with you when you are down. And those who will persevere and help you achieve that desire, and then the thing that brings joy into their hearts is the same in which you believe in. And lastly, they have to be willing to collaborate and cooperate with you when you are in distress. When you are top distress, that's when you find out who the real people are. So those are the one, and they keep on innovating, because what other choice we have as humanity? We have to keep on innovating and making ourselves better so we can serve our people better, we can serve our country better, and we can make things easier and more meaningful to people. Those are the partners we look for.
Appreciate that. And you really talked about sort of, you know, the partners are with you. They're a part of it. And I imagine a part of it is also the love for the process, is a love for the journey, as you described it early in our conversation, that, you know, this isn't a place where you're just going to be done someday. You have to love the process of doing this work all the time. So in the spirit of thinking about the journey and loving the journey, what's the next stop on this digital transformation journey for you? What are you working on now?
So we are still working on app rationalization and trying to move nearly everything and actually announce one day that we don't have any data center. That's the number one. Second, what we are really working on is to get all the data together so we can put logarithms in to serve our community. That's the third thing we are working on. But the most important thing that we are working on now, because of the pandemic and the workforce shortage, is that how do we automate? And when we are automating, how we are improving our workflow so that we become better and efficient? Because this is a fact that we don't have enough people in the workforce. And that is costing us money, but at the same time, we have to improve our service. But our main goal is to take care into the home. Our main goal is to take care into the cars. Our main goal is to provide healthcare wherever you are, whenever you need it, however you need it, and the choices that you make in life, so that when you're making a choice, we become your first choice to ask the question on an app so we can answer that. So to do that, we are trying to create a healthcare platform where we can answer the questions. I call it in a lickety split. Other people call it fast. So that we become the place, and where we don't have the answer, we can guide you to go where you can get it. Because that's what a trusted partner does. That, hey, I don't know anything about it, but I can tell you who does, to become that trusted partner. So to do that, we are increasing our AI capabilities. We are improving our machine learning capabilities. That is the next thing we are working on.
Well, Dr. Rob, it's been a true pleasure speaking with you. Before I let you go, I've taken up a good bit of your time. Any closing thoughts for listeners today?
I think that the biggest thing that I have to tell you, working with AWS, that we have done, who has helped us a lot, but the biggest thing that I have to ask, and when I do this podcast, it's not a one-man show. It's not a one-institution show. It's the entire collaboration of the entire healthcare. There are so many people in this world who are at least 100 times more intelligent than I am. And there are so many health systems that are 10 times better than I am. So we all need to collaborate. Happy to share what we have learned, and I guarantee you, you will see healthcare getting better and better, and people who are coming behind me will make it 10 times better than I have. But my request is, for the greater good of humanity, get together, collaborate, educate, podcast, come to Becker's conference, go to AWS conferences, talk to each other, and start working together. That is the request. For all payers, providers, industry, vendors, we all need to get together for the greater good of humanity.
Dr. Rob, I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and offer those learnings to your peers in the spirit of collaboration. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Happy to help.
I'd also like to thank our podcast sponsor, AWS. You can tune to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.